Okay. Okay, good to talk, everybody. Tonight's shiur, Be'ez Hashem, is the Minyan of the Yoma, part of the night before a fast day. Obviously, tonight already is a sort of the Teves. Right, it was the night before a fast day. It is the night before a fast day, so Teves. So it's not really Minyan of the Sidra, even though there's a little connection from the Parshat. The Torah says when Parshat Vayigash, that when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he cries with Binyamin, Perak Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Dalet. So it's one version, of course. Vayipol Al Tzavarei Binyamin Achi Vayeg Binyamin Bacho Al Tzavarot. They cry on each other's shoulders. So Rashi makes the comment, second source. Vayipol Al Tzavarei Binyamin Achi Vayeg Perak Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Dalet. Gracious. Al Shnei Mikdashel Sha'asi Binyamin Bichalko Shul Binyamin The Sofa Bichorim. What he was weeping about was not just being Binyamin, but prophetically, he was weeping as well for the lack of the destruction of the Batei Mikdash, which are, of course, Chelek of Binyamin. And the Binyamin Baruch Al Tzavarov, the Al Mishkan Shiloh, Shasul Yisrael Yosef, the Sofa Lecharek. He cried on the Shevet Ephraim, the Mishkan Shiloh, when they came into the Sof, the long time before the Batei Mikdash was built, the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Okay, how do you get this? Where does Rashi get this from? He didn't make it up. It sounds a little strange. That's what they're crying about. So the Gemara has it in Megillah, Tezan and Beis, source 3. So the word Tzavarei is in plural. So the Gemara wonders, Kama Tzavarei and Havale de Binyamin. How many necks did Binyamin have? That he wept on his necks in the plural. Hamar Belozer, Bachal Shnei Mikdashim. Right, the two, the double language implies the choir on the two, but the Mikdash, Shasidin Leos Bechalka Shubinyam, Shasidin Lechari. And Binyamin, Bachal Tzavarei, Bachal Mishkin Shil, Shasidin Bechalka Shiosu, Shasidin. That's where Rashi got it from. Interesting, Rashi there. Rashi on the Chumash did not quote the first part, that question. How many necks did he have? So Rashi is consistent, actually, because Rashi in Megillah, Tezan Abed, Diramasu Kamat Zavar, and Harodun, and Logar Sinai, he thinks that's an inappropriate text there, too. That's why he quoted Chumash.
He thinks that's an appropriate text. Okay,
right. So maybe. Live in German, I'm French German. Logar Sinai, Shekain Derech HaMikra, Nesol Tzavarei Loshon Rabbi. You find that Rashi says there are a number of other places where the word neck, Zavar, when it's possessive, they find it's in the plural, like Chokat Tzavarov, Bochal Tzavarov, Yaki Yitzchok, and Bochal Tzavarov also, right, so that's very good. So the Maharsha there in the Chidush HaGadol in Megillah, Tezan and Beis, and source 5, has a number of discussions about this. He says it's very nice that Rashi doesn't think it belongs with Lamaisa, says the Maharsha, it appears in the text, and as far as he knows, it appears in all the texts. I didn't do a search to look and appears in all the manuscripts, but the Maharsha claims that it appears in all the regular manuscripts, and it's in the Medrash like that. Okay, so whatever it is, and there are other places where we have it, and fine. Okay, anyway, but he mentions the end, but I want to point out, I don't want to talk about this too much, but he says at the end that the word Savar is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash because it says in Shir HaShirim, Kimigdal David Savarich. Right, and that's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash is like a tower. The neck supports the highest part of the body. Right, the human being stands upright. So the highest part of the body is supported by the neck. So that's the highest part of our religion, so to speak. Our Makom Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. That the Mikdash is the Gova Eretz Yisrael, and it's also the beauty of the Hodal Shal Yisrael. Fine. And anyway, one thing we see, though, that they cried over, so obviously there's an Indian to cry, to weep, to mourn over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that brings us into the discussion for tonight. Of Asar B'Teves and the other fast days. The pasuk says in Novi and Zechariah, they also Zechariah Parakras, source 6, the famous pasuk. Komar Shem Tzokos, Tzom Haravi, V'Tzom Hamishi, V'Tzom Hashri, V'Tzom Hashri, Yilav Esihudu L'Tzosom, Simkul Amadim Tzom Hamesh Hashom Ha'af. The fast of the 4th, the fast of the 5th, the fast of the 7th, the fast of the 10th, the future, at some point will be days of Tzosom and Simkul. They're actually there commenting on that pasuk. Zechariah, what is Tzom Haravi? So it means the fast of the 4th month. Tzom Shel Tammuz Hu Revi L'Chadoshim. It's referring to the month. The Tzom HaRevi is the fast of the 4th month, right? When the months begin with Nisan, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. So that's the reference that we call Shavuot of Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi Shel Rashi Shel Av. Right? That's Tishrei B'Av. Tzom HaShvi, the 7th month starting Nisan, is Tishrei Shlosha B'Tishrei, Shabo Nera Gedalia, Tzom Gedalia. And the Tzom HaSiri, that's tonight, that's now. Shel Teves, the 10th month is Teves, starting with Nisan. Rashi is alluding to a famous Gemara, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Mabei Source 8, the Gemara says, "I never Shimon. Omer Shimon. Arba Dvarim Hayar Bekiva Dorish Hey Ani Ein Dorish Kamosa." There are certain things which are Bekiva Dorish in a certain way, which I, Shimon, Rav Shimon Rechai, Talmud does not darshan in the same way. One is regarding this pasuk. Somarvi zet tisha b'tamuz shabuhuv ka'ir. That's a reference to the ninth of Talmud when the city walls were breached. We'll get back to what that is about in a second because we associate it with the 17th of Talmud. Okay, shenem ani quotes a pasuk in the Malachim, b'tisha chodesh ha'echad, etc. Then b'amai kol ha'revi. Why is it called Somarvi? It was the ninth because it's the fourth month, right? The real chadashim. Soma chamishi zet tisha b'av shabuhuv nitzoh peitel okeno, right? Why is it called the fifth? It's the fifth month. So my shvi is a social betishrei shabon nerabim da'ad ben achika. When we hargo yishmol ben esani hargo and salam amercha shishkula mitzvah and shofarikim yisrei plas beisel. Okay, fine. But my karle shvi, why is it the seventh? And I focus, but he actually killed him on the third. He was killed on Rosh Hashanah, and we just can't pass on Rosh Hashanah for this avelut, so therefore it's moved to the third. Whatever. Then so my series, yeah, I saw the tevis, that's when you're on the Yoma. So my series, yeah, I saw the tevis, shabon samach melech bavel yishalayim. Because that's the day the Babylonian king began the siege of Yerushalayim. Shenema v'hid v'ashem alay v'ashem ha'chiz v'achor shokir v'atzalach v'tzafor. Ben Adam k'sov l'cho ha'shem hayom etzetzem hayom azef. Somach melech bovah. This is the Cheskel. This is told by Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the day that the siege of Yerushalayim began. V'amai k'ole asir asir l'chadoshim. So according to Bikiva, and that's what Rashi quotes in his commentary in the Tzai in the previous source, the list of these fast days that are in this Gemara, in the Pasuk, do not follow the chronological order. They follow the calendaric order, which is Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri. It's not an order, because the first of the events was, of course, the siege of Yerushalayim. Then came the breaking of the walls on Shavuos HaBetamuz, then the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, then finally the assassination of Gedaliah. So it's not going in chronological order in terms of events. It's going in the order of the months. Okay?
I understand three of the four was the
okay, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Right, but also because, as the Rambam tells us, it's because it was the end of the Jewish sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael. It was the last, and after that, there was no more Jewish sovereignty. So, but we have something, right? So it's a good question. It's still another time, but that's the basic answer. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says in the top line of the paper. Hello, Hoya Roy is the Lichov Rishon. That really should have been the first. The Sarbat Tevis should have been the first one mentioned because it was the first one chronologically. But again, it's printed in the order of the Chad of the month. I need Aini Omer Kain. I, Rav Shimon, don't hold Darshan the process that way. Rather, I say that Tom Hasiri refers to Chamisha of the Tevis. That there is a fast, not on the 10th of Tevis, but a fast on the 5th of Tevis, which I guess was last Tuesday. Okay, it was the 5th of Tevis. So he said, that's when he's supposed to fast. What happened on the 5th of Tevis? Shabbat bought Shmuel and Gola Shabbat Yir. Shanemar, by Hebrew Shabbat 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 Shabbat. You know, we have to understand, in those days, there was no Twitter and Facebook and, you know, emails and nothing, right? So no telephone, no nothing. So people living, especially during wartime, the Jews in Babel, let's remember the fact, the Tanakh tells us, that 11 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, most of the upper-class Jews were already exiled to Babel. To 11 years before the Churban. Okay, and according to the general reckoning, the Churban is in 586 BCE. So 11 years before that, 597 BCE, in the days of Yechonya, Yehoyachin, that's the Pasuk in Megillat Esther, right, when we first meet Mordechai. He was already taken away before. Mordechai was among the Jews. Let's assume someone Mordechai, not his father, and that pasuk we don't know. It says Mordechai ben Shimon ben Kish, who was Haglo? Was it Mordechai or the father? It doesn't say. But let's assume it was Mordechai. He was taken away, and Yichel Kalanavi was taken there. Daniel, huh? Well, that depends. That's nothing else. But they're only involved for 70 years. But keep that in mind. So Mordechai was there. Many of the upper class Jews, including Yechezkel, were already involved. They didn't know on Tisha B'Av that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Navi reports, the Cheskel reports, in the 10th month, let's see, it was Av, so Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, 5 months later, word finally arrived in Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed by Avo Elia Palit, some refugee from Yerushalayim, landed up in Bavel and informed the Cheskel and the rest of the Jewish community that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed on the previous Tisha B'Av. But also Yom Shua Kiyom Sreifa, so they all mourned at that point. And according to Shimon, okay, it's a good question, but not for now. I have a whole rush about that. Right, so it's sort of like a Shmua Rechoka, okay, they heard after the fact. And according to Shimon, that's when the fast was established, the 5th of Tevis, not the 10th of Tevis. And according to him, he points out, if that's the case, then the Pasuk is actually in order of the events. Okay? I think that my approach, actually, it's his approach is more correct. Shani over al Rishon, Rishon al Achon Achon. The Pasuk lists the Thursdays days in order of the events as they transpired. And according to him, it's not correct. Okay? He says the Pasuk is following the calendar, the month. So you can look at the Rashi. I mean, we don't have to go into great detail. We understand what's going on. Okay? But Rashi in the third, Rashi in the Rishon, just points out, because obviously the Tchila, Hufka'ir, right, first the city was breached, then, you know, later on, and so on, that's the order. So I mean, that's the order of Shimon. The city was breached, then the Beis HaMikdash was burned, then Gedai was assassinated, and they found out, you know, what took place. Okay, anyway, there's an interesting Tosus on that page, source number 10, there in Rosh Hashanah, Yuchat Sandei, Tosus says, that Tisha B'Tamas Shabu Hufka'ir, what do you mean Tisha B'Tamas? That's also passed on the 17th of Tamas. So Rashi, Tosus points out, Hainu Rishon, that was the first day something that was talking breached on the 9th of Tammuz. That's the Pasuk. But the second day something, so Vishniya Hukka be Zion. Mishum Vidhachi Abdina be Zion Tainus. So we observe it, that's the Golos was still in, so we observe it, or we call Shivasa of Tammuz, not the 9th of Tammuz. Then they give a second reason that it was actually Kilkul Cheshbon, the siege, they lost track of what the calendar day, they thought it was the 9th, it was the 17th, I guess it was God, they couldn't see it, anyway, whatever it was. Okay. Based on all of this, the Rambam tells us Hilchos Tainus Perakei Alach Aleph. Yes, Shom Yom Shekoy Shom Yisanam Ad Soros Irubayim. There are certain days where all Jews fast because of the tragedies that befell our nation on those days. Kedela Ora Halavavos to wake people's hearts and settle us off. Dark Hat Tshuva. Those are the Tshuva we should remember who were punished because of our bad deeds and so on. Halacha Beis Ve'Elohein. Here they are. Yom Shishu B'Tishrei Shabu Amerikah B'Tishrei Manafika. And here it is. So even Nich Beis Kachelas Yisrael Hanishav B'Tibei La'asam. Okay, there was the last coal of the flame, the last remnant of Jewish, sovereignty, and so was extinguished exactly. Asir b'teves, I thought Shabbos Shama Chol Avodah Menuchametz Harosh Hashlein Beidiyas Patzor Patzor. Shabbos with Thomas, five things happened in that day. Earlier history in Yishtabu Haluchos, then Batel Atonim by Yishon, Ruchu Yishlein Beidiyas Sheni, the Sarav Hafustumus Harosh Hashatara, the Heaven Shalom Eichon, Halach Gimel, the Tisha B'Av, right? Five things of Tisha B'Av, including the fact that the Meraglim came back, and therefore the decree that wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, later Beitar was destroyed, and so on. So you have all the, these are days, bad things happen. And the Rambam and Halacha Daled writes, Arbas Yimei HaTzomos Eilu, Harei Mufurashim B'Kabbalah. These five, four fasts all mention Kabbalah. As we know, the Rambam says Kabbalah, he's not talking about mystical, Kabbalistic sources. Kabbalah means Parashah Ba'al Navi. A lot of times it means it's in Tanakh, it's in the Bible, it's just not in the Torah. Right, Divrei Kabbalah, the Rambam means something which is in Tanakh, not Nevi Meksuvim, as opposed to the Torah. And he quotes the pasuk we mentioned before, Tzom Revi, Tzom HaKadish, and so on, and explains what each one was. And of course, we passed like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shimon, that the fast of the Teves is on Asar B'Teves, and not on the fifth of Teves. And that's the Rambam. And we look into a 12, the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, in the top Kuf Mem Festive Aleph, Chayolim Lisanus B'Tishabav, Hu Yudzai B'Tamuz, We'll give the Tishrei, Masar B'Teves, and Beis Lorim, Haroim, Shira, B'Hem, Shach, Halacha, L'Maisa. Johar says, all Jews have to fast on these four days. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzidkot and Aleph, there in Tzidkot and Aleph, Mentes, says, V'hubi Divrei Nevi'im, it's from Navi, right? He quotes the Pasuk in Navi, the Rambam called it Kabbalah, same thing, Divrei Nevi'im. And he says in the third line, V'chol, Eilu, Yom, Kol Yisrael, Nisan, Abba, Aksar, Shira, B'Hem, he says, why? The idea is in the Tshuva, what the Mishnah Berurah stresses here, which you can read if you have a moment. It's good to read on the Tainus. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says the whole purpose of the Tainus is to do Tshuva and to correct our ways, not just to abstain from eating. Okay, the whole purpose is Tshuva. And he brings the Raya from the Anshei Nineveh that we read about on the Kippur, after Yonah. You know, that when they also fasted and put on sackcloth, but the Pasuk says, Hashem saw their deed. Not so much the outer trappings, the fasting. That wasn't what did it. It was the actual tshuva. So he says it's wrong. And many people, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's true today also. Look at the last couple of lines there in source 13. There's some people that fast. Okay, technically they don't eat and drink. But they go for a trip that day. We'll just warm the table in another way, waste time. You know, an Irish guy, other things. You know, this is not in the spirit of the fasting it's supposed to be. The idea is supposed to be tshuva. Okay. Now, so far, we've not seen any distinction between these four days. They seem all to be in the same category. They're in the same pasuk, right? There doesn't seem to be any distinction between Tisha B'Av and Shavuot and Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves. They're all in the same category in terms of what we do, what we don't do. So far, we've not seen any distinction. And again, the pasuk that we started with makes no distinction. Okay, and the Gemara there makes no distinction. But on that same daf in Rosh Hashanah, earlier on the daf, Yud Chet, page 14, the Gemara does present the distinction. My defeat, call my Hashem Tzvok, was this pasuk, because the pasuk mentioned two things. It says they're all tzom, and then it says, Yila Beis Yehuda, l'sasun u'simcha. There'll be days of rejoicing. So which is it? And when? It doesn't say when. You know, what is it? So it says, Kar leh tzom, v'kar leh sasun u'simcha. So the Gemara answers, Bizman shiye shalom, which Rashi explains in 15 to be, she'ein yad ha'goyim tekifa yisrael. When we're living in relative comfort, there's shalom, and the other nations are oppressing us, then these days can be days of sasun and simcha, okay, or at least regular days, but ain't shalom, then it's tzom. Okay, what is sasun and simcha? Le'osir behesed etainet. So amar apapa ha'chi kama. So what it means is as follows. Bizman she'ei shalom yu'os sasun with a yeshmad, which is what Rav Papa is bothered by, is the following. What if it's in the middle? What if, you know, it's not in the future, it's not Mashiach time. It's kind of like, it's not days of suffering. We're not suffering at the hands of the non-Jews, but we're not exactly there yet in terms of the Beis HaMikdash. What is it? It's in the middle. It's not Shmad. So the Rav Papa says, Hachi kamar bizman sheyesh shalom yosos no simcha. Yesh Shmad, okay, that at the time of Shmad, persecution, that it's its home. But what if ain't Shmad, the ain't shalom? It's neither. It's not exactly the truth of being tortured, but it's also not the time of, you know, everything's not perfect either. So then it's Rotsu Misan and Rotsu Ein Misan. Then it's up to Kalal Yisrael, in effect, to make a decision. Gemara says, Yehachi, that should be true about Tisha B'Av also, which is not. Apparently, Tisha B'Av is no option. So Amar Papa, Amar Shami Tisha B'Av, Hol V'Huch Pulu B'Hol Tzoros. So Amar, the Tisha B'Av, Chorev HaBayis, Borishon Uvashniya, the Nuk of the Beitar, the Nefesh HaYir. Says Amar Papa, Tisha B'Av Sefer. So here, because the Tisha B'Av, the great tragedy, the Korban Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Sheni, on the same day, that even in a time when Jews are living in relative comfort, but there's still no living in Beit HaMikdash, we're not suffering, then Tisha B'Av you have to observe. So what this Gemara indicates suddenly now is there is a distinction, even though the Pasuk makes no distinction, there is a distinction in the nature of the obligation to observe Tisha B'Av as opposed to the other three. Yeah.
My personal opinion as far as the kind of changing some of the kings because of having
your time. Okay. Good question. Another, the king is not the problem. The question is I don't change it.
I'm not aware of that.
Another time we'll talk about it. Another time, yeah. That's also a very good question. Right, I know. How do we determine persecution? It's a very good question, but I don't want to go into that now. I just want to point out that this is a Gemara where Tisha B'Av is already identified as being separate rules than the others. Okay? Lamaisa, we accepted, the Kaiser was accepted back in the fifth. Okay? But, as you can see, it's not the same obligation, and that leads to something else we'll see in just a moment. First of all, Tosus asked the Kasha 16 on that same law, Rashon Chazimah, Dilmat Lahoel. Just 1 second. You're telling me Tisha B'Av is different because several things happen? Well, we read before, several things happen on Shavuot and Tammuz also. Right? So Tosus answers, B'Shavas HaTamuz, Nami Yer HaMishud Varam, Kizani, quotes the Gemara in the Mishnah Tainus. Okay, but the Chumah Beis HaMikdash, Takifa Tuva. But nothing ranks up there with the Chumah Beis HaMikdash. Other things are tragic, but that wins. Oh, Lo Dami Sikla, Tzara Acha, Tuflo, not that particular, that same event happened twice the same day. That's a bad news day. Okay. But anyway, you do see that Tisha B'Av is different. Now, there's a Gemara in Tainus 17, Yud Aleph on the days, where it says, Omer B'Yirmiya B'Abba, any Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel, El Tisha B'Av Bilvat. The only full-fledged kind of Tzibur is Tisha B'Av. Okay, I don't know what it means B'Av on that. But what does that mean? The only full-fledged fast is Tisha B'Av. So Rashi there in Tanakh Yud Aleph Beis, Fort Rashi 18, ain't kind of Tzibur oil. L'inyan Isurei Chumra Chumrei Tainus, on which we have all the Chumras of the time of the Tainus. Okay, I'm a Yirmiyah Lenosi. That's what he's talking about. So Noegin Bo Kein Avelus. So how you Ochin of Ogyom, for example. That's the Ochlin Mojom. You can only eat the day before when it's still light out. In other words, on the 8th of August, we stop, and the Tisha B'Av begins the night before. Okay, our Sarbat Tavis doesn't begin tonight, okay, in terms of the fast. So what the Gemara says, Ein Tainus Tzibur Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvat, says Rashi, what it means is the only one where we have the full dinim of a Tainus, namely that you're only Ochlin Mojom and Masurim B'Nil of Fasandu, you have other restrictions. The other four restrictions, I don't know why Rashi singles out those Fasandu, whatever. That's Ela Tisha B'Av Nevat. Tisha B'Av is the only one which has those two features that the other fasts don't have. A, it starts the night before. Ochin of Ojom is only eat until daylight the night before. And two, it's got the other inuim, has other restrictions besides eating and drinking. Okay, now, that's an interesting point, but that's an important gemara. Now, so now we have two sources that indicate that Tisha B'Av is taka different than the other three fast days, Shavuot, Thomas, and Shom Gedalia, in that, number one, it's not optional, and never was. Number two, it has additional restrictions, principally for us, now comparing our Shom Gedalia, which is now, to them, to Tisha B'Av, is that we don't start the fast the night before, and B, you don't have the other restrictions. Now, there's a Gemara in Megillah, Hayim and Olive, going over to Hanabay, 19th, it says, Rebbe not done a tea of the Purim. He planted on Purim. He worked in his garden on Purim, which is not our topic now, but more important for us is, continues the Gemara, the Rachat v'kono shal tipori b'shevah asa b'tamas. He bathed on Shavuot b'tamas. You know, Rashi explains, it was in public and so on, and tipori, I mean, it doesn't mean he bathed in front of people, it was in a public bathhouse. But he bathed and washed in the public bathhouse on Shavuot b'tamas. Okay, meaning that he assumed that there was no restriction against Rechitza, which is one of the other Inuyim, no such restriction on Shavuot b'tamas. Then, Bikesh Lach or Tisha B'Av. He also wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, so Halo Hodulo. What does that mean exactly? He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. Amal Afon of Abba Bar Zabda. Okay, Rebbe Lo Kachar Maisel, Tisha B'Av Shecholos B'Shabbat Abba. The Gemara says, no, he didn't want to uproot Tisha B'Av altogether. He wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av in a year, as we just had this test summer, when it lands on Shabbos. So you're not going to fast on Tisha B'Av. Anyway, so he held that if it's not, you're not fasting on Tisha B'Av because it's Shabbos, then that's it. You don't have to make it up as we do on Sunday. And that is, they didn't accept it. Okay. And he says, oh, once it's pushed off, so forget it. It's out this year. Well, hold on. Fine. So that was the case. But Tosus wonders, and this is important Tosus for us, because of something that unfortunately doesn't appear in the on your sheet because it's not in the Tosus proper. It's on the side of the page. But Tosus basically posits the following. Hey, the Bezim Gilip, you are not school, BK Shlako, Tishiko. The one was, how could you have a Havamina even? That he wanted to get rid of Tishiko. Well, no, it was really Shabbos. How do you even have a Havamina to start with that he wanted to get rid of Tishiko altogether? Number one, he says, the Gemara says, the time is Kalocha Vishos with Tishiko in a Rebbe Nechomer Shul Shalayim. I know what Tishiko is. Furthermore, can't uproot an earlier Takana unless you're a greater Bezim and so on. Right? So he says, Yer Shlomar, he wanted to make it like the other fast days, which A, you don't have to start the night before, and B, you don't have to be knowing the other Inuyim. That's what he wanted to do. Okay, now, on the side of the page in the regular Gemara, you have the Doros Rishonim lo gazu el rat sheyehe yom kainas velo yosef. Because the sign, right, the what I think is bothering whoever put this Ha'ara in, what do you mean? That's still uprooting the earlier Takana. So says Tosus, no. Tosus says the originally Tisha B'Av, as in the Pasuk, was no different than the other three. It was later, well, that's the question. We don't have any time to frame it. Well, according to what it says here, originally it was declared that Tisha B'Av is a day of Tainus. Okay, later on, and it was all the fast days started on the same plane, as is the simple reading of the pasuk. When it changed, my guess is it changed when later on, the second day was destroyed. Also, the Christ said, second one. So now we better observe this day with even more chomer, even more stringent. That's Tosafot. Let me say one other thing. If you look in 22, the Torah to Adam, the Ramban, and the Torah to Adam in Shara Avil Inan Avelus Yishana, Ramban writes, he says, Mama, it's the exact opposite. Okay, according to Tosus, all four fast days started on the same plane, where they were regular fast days. No, you didn't have to fast the night before, and you didn't have to have the other. You knew it. And the Tisha B'Av was later made more chomer. And Rebbe had this idea to lessen it, but Tisha was made more chomer. Ramban and Tosus says, okay, it's the exact opposite. He says, Mistabra, the cool Arbat Tomas kind of Tibur. He agrees that they all started on the same plane, but he says, Fakir, they all started with all these stringencies. And the others were lessened. Right? Look at what he says, Abel Me'ika, last words, Abel Me'ika, Atzakana Vada, Asun, Hen, Bekulam. He says, the other way around, based on the other Gemara that we saw, in Rosh Hashanah, Dr. Yochet, that originally they were all built in, all four fast days had the Issa the night before. All four fast days had all four restrictions in addition to not eating and drinking. When the rule became, well, since the time, neither a time of Shmad, neither a time of Shalom, so we say, Ratzu Mitzanin, Ratzu Ein Mitzanin, so Klal Yisrael accepted to fast Takif, but only on the lower level. So there are some interesting machlokas Tosfos and Rambam, which I don't elaborate on now. You wonder how the Rambam explained this Gemara Megillah, but be that as it may, you just see, I think, an important distinction between Tosfos and Rambam. They both agree that all four fasts started with the same rule. The question was, did they start with the lighter rules and Tisha B'Av became more stringent, or they all started with the more stringent rules, the other three became less? But be that as it may, that means that Asar B'Tavis originally, according to Rambam, originally, like Shavuos and Matzos and so on, all of them had originally a restriction against eating and drinking already at night, and restriction, all the other restrictions, the fasando and the washing and putting on clothes, and Tashmish Amita, all those things were originally part of them, and then they were relaxed later on. Yes.
Gemara said if Rebbe wanted to be healthier and better,
right,
then Gemara said, well, have to eat, so must be one of
right.
The meal. So those are Kashi.
It's on the holiday.
The Kashi is on Rebbe. How can you want to do that?
Yeah.
How can Gemara think you want to do that?
You're right. Probably how can Gemara think you want to do that, I suppose. I don't know. At the end, they swallowed it up anyway. They rejected it. They're trying to
say
it. Anyway, but I wasn't really, it's a good point, but again, I was really more interested in that side comment that's not on the sheet than the one McGill and Bates on the, you know, on the side of the page. But in any event, it's an interesting machlokas. But be that as it may, la halacha, we don't know. We don't know the time either. We don't know when. I'm sure we do. I'm not sure. It's legitimate. I mean, it's, anyway, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, at the end of the day, the Rambam tells us la halacha. Halacha Lamaisa 23. Perak Hey Halachas Tanis Halacha Hey. Uvechulan Ochlin V'Shosim B'Layla Chutz Mikdishba. Whichever way you learn, bottom line is Halacha Lamaisa. We say that you're allowed to eat and drink at night, other than a Tishba. That's what we've accepted. However you got to it, okay, tells the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't weigh in on it. Okay, the Magid Mishnah there in 24. The Magid Mishnah taka quotes the Rambam. Kosev Rambam. That's again Perak Hey Halacha Hey. Kolin Hasel Tanis. Kosev Rambam. Shenikra Din Kulan Shavim B'Layla Uvayom. And like Kavan Shnisbar Bishar Tumas Chutz Mitzishu of Ratzu Mitzan Ratzu Ein Mitzan In Mitzan My Dinahol No My Dinahol No 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 This Way Was Accepted. But also some Kitanis Tichidim El Adwarb El Adwarb Aminik Pashk. That's the widespread minik, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Orachaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tish Beis Tumas Halal Chutz Mitzishu of Mutarim Berechitza V'Tichim V'Tasal V'Tash Mishamita. All the other restrictions are not enforced on these other past days. You can negate. You can anoint yourself with oils and rub creams and so on, and wear shoes, wear footwear, and engage in marital relations, all that's mutter. And furthermore, the ain't circle has to have by and be well drunk. You don't have to stop eating before nightfall, the night before. That's what we pass in the halacha. Okay?
And the Mishnah.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Cotton Vog, let's take a look. In the Tav Kuf Nun, Siv Cotton Vog, 26. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mutar Rechitzu, like the Magid Mishnah said, right? The Shah Sheratzu, the Kibbutz Matzum, the Chol Arba Tainis Hanal, Lo Kibbutz Olam Sheva Chomer Tainis Tibur Kitish B'Av. They didn't want to accept all the rules of Tish B'Av. He says four times, including Tainis Tetzu, Tainis Tetzu, Tainis Tetzu, Tainis. And of course, in Kippur, is not in the discussion at all. It's a totally different situation. V'she'ein Roba Tibur Yechol, right? V'she'ein Roba Tibur Yechol Lama, but it's too much. Look what he says now. U'ba'al Nefesh Yachmer B'Kulon. You want to be a Firmi? You want to be a Machmer? Okay? Guess what? It's a reasonable chumr, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's somebody, well, okay, chumr the month of, right? Okay, right. Again, I once told this. I once, well, yeah, we'll see, maybe. Well, we'll say it anyway. We'll use that anyway. I'm saying we do say it. We don't have a problem. Anyway, so on the other three Pharisees, between Machmer to not bathe, right? All the Inuyim, and all the night before. Okay, I remember that I once heard from a Vitalik, you know, he said that the difference between Talmidim nowadays, it's already, I don't know, years ago, 40 years ago, but when he was in Europe, and the new Talmud, he said, in the olden days, he said, people would read the Mishnah Berurah, or whatever, the Mogan Aron, whatever, and would see Bal Nefesh Yachmer. So they would think, oh, that's for guys who are known, you know, really tzaddikim and people were here. Now everybody looks at that and says, me. I remember saying that. When he goes, oh, that's okay, a particularly saintly type of guy. Anyway, but that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Bal Nefesh Yachmer B'Kulan Rak. Come over to Tishba. Ella, but he does say, Shimchal El Tvila. Okay, the wife goes to the mikveh that night. You shouldn't deprive of that. And he says, Neil, the Sandra also looks funny. But now, and also sometimes the Sarbis payment falls on Friday. We've had that. So he says then also Ein Lahach Merechisa, you shouldn't be Machmer because you have to pay look of a Shabbat. It's fine. Okay. Right, but so, okay, that's true. All right, anyway, and he says, Ein Sarb, but in terms of Ikar Adin, you don't have to do it. She's cut Zayn. Ain't talking about don't come over Tishrei. Ela mutar b'hem b'achilu v'shtiyah b'layla. It's mutar to eat and drink at night.
So
now it's interesting. The, no, I don't think so. But why do we come more? I mean, the way Tosu says it, right? But it says if you want to, the Rambam goes the way in. But the Tosu thing. But yeah, so you could. But, okay, that's for the average person. And if you want to be more, it's okay too. You know, it wasn't the original Shachan. You're right. According to Tosu, it's a little more difficult. You're right. It's a good point. The mission, we're in the Shara Tzion there in Tosu, in Topkuf, not in Tukot, in Cheroschad. He writes, I am that terror is a Canaan. Shakos of the Akshav, ain't no idea Lirchos, the Gimel Tomos. He said, the minute is among many people, Taka not the base. And I don't know, you know, how widespread it is today, but that's the Shara Tzion quote. The Kosov, we go to the Hanabacham, that means take a nice hot bath, you know. But if it's so then the cold is okay. Okay, certainly who I didn't pun of the other rago just washing in the face in the morning, even with hot water is okay. But anyway, you see that there are some humors. And now look at tests. Okay, those tests.
Night, so somebody must say bathing.
So also, so according to, it's two humors, and the question is it one big humor? Let's look at
it. It's just that started the day before.
So you could look at it either way. I think you could say that it's one. Right. So the question is, are you treating it like Tisha B'Av? That means for everything, or no? As long as I can't even drink, I also won't bathe. The night before, it's not in the mix. So take a look at Sukkot and Tez. Okay. He says the other way. The Sukkot and Tez, the Shara Tzion quote, and there it's again. In Tokuv in Oz Tez, he says in Cain, Achal Etzem Achil Al Gimotos Kmal Tisha B'Av Lufi Divar Ramban. That's what he says, like you're saying. He says, according to Ramban, you know, the main chiyuv is there. The gamma grow the biuro maximum of the Ramban. It's a long biuro, not characteristic long biuro. I think that he says like the Ramban. But I am the Eli Rabbi b'shem Hashalom. The Baal Nefesh Tzarech Lehafti Gamma Bo Yo. So he specifically mentions the second chumah that you should take and not eat tonight. Okay, the reason Mishnah Berurah has a chumah. Again, I don't know how many people are annoyed like that. Okay, I don't know if people are annoyed like that, but the Mishnah Berurah has a chumah. The name of the Eli Rabbi, there it is. Take a look at it's been a tough cook. It's gotten bathed. Maybe most of the Shabbos will be different. Yeah, that's what we're banking on. But anyway, it's been a tough cook. It's gotten bathed. 28. Your rabbi writes, the Eze Yochid Shemargish Basma Sheyucho Lamas Adair told Lo Sheyasik Machil. Well, Joe, behold, Alan Summer. He says if somebody feels he can do it, and he's not, as Gaba mentioned this morning, this is a short fast day, right? Or a swallow, what is it? It's a fast day. Right, because it's over by 5:30 or whatever time tomorrow. So, you know, if someone feels he can do it, it's not a bad thing. And over Shara Dvarim, Kosos, Odebal, Nefesh, Yachim, and Kimobit, Tishbuk, says the second meal is to stand over, it looks fine in the water, in those days, it looks fine in the water barefoot. Today it's not an issue. Today you can do that easily. In the days of Mishabur, who guys walk outside barefoot, it looks strange. So the original source that seems to be the Shalah, which I have here in 29, in what he calls Masechet Tainus, Parak Ner Mitzvah Ozvav in this arrangement. I mean, Haroy Hoyal Hachmer Bishos with Thomas Tom the Dyer of Sorbet David Bishos with Thomas Kimel the Tishma Shakulam Hay Mishuma Churban Abel and goes in there a Tibor Elam Kano the Tibor for too much of people. Al Kano Achmir El the Tishma Batsol. But Umivur Bidibre Hapardes in the Shabbat of the Shem Rashi. It's always a safer, the base mentioned Rashi called the Safer Hapardes. Now, I have it at home. I looked through it and couldn't find it. It didn't prove anything, but I didn't find it readily. But anyway, but he quotes from the Sefer Parades that Shal Kain is a Yochid Shemargish Matzah Shuchal Avazek. I can do Tovlo B'chol Avot Tomo Shiachal Atzmo Lifso Chachil Lo Yom. We should stop eating before dark. And the Nir Be'enai. Now here, Lyle is with he says in the Shalom. I said, but Nir Be'enai the Dafke B'Achil of Shtiya Mahapsik Lo Yom Yachver. Avo Kadesh Shia Tainus Soling Yom B'Lyle Yom B'Lyle. Have a full plan. Avo B'Shar Dvarim Ain Tzorach Lahachver. You don't have to. So he sort of divorces them. But he says, "Mikol Mokum, in Machmir Behen Gamkein, Bein Olaveid Atzmo Shelo Yehen Nira Ki Yuara." Gives a nice approach to chumas in general. They do it prior to make a fuss about it. Everyone has to know. I forgot already. What are the three? The three rules of chumah? You have to find the chumah, first the chumah that nobody else has. right? Then you have to lock someone else who doesn't do it. Then when the third, then by the time the third thing is, now that everyone else picks it up, find yourself, go back to rule number one. Right? So anyway, that's what he says. It's not right. I said it right. That's the message you are. Fine. Now, it's interesting because the truth, yeah.
If I might have been saying before that, certain people will think it's too hard for most people in some schools.
You're right, but that's in the category of Ratsu, I guess. Right, but he says Ratsu and made it optional. I understand what you're saying, but Ratsu left it up to individuals, so they're all
Yeah.
Now it's a rough salivation, yeah.
We have a question. Can you or should you ever?
Well, you definitely club. The question is there any, you can do whatever you want. You can do not eat on a regular Tuesday night in the summer, too. But the point is there any keel? Is there any halachic value? And that's, you know, to not fasting or to just fill it. Okay, because, you know, again, you can always decide not to eat. But let's say, I'm Rosh Hashanah. There's no thing to blow shofar at night, right? Let's say you want to blow, I mean, that's professional, so let's jump it. But I don't know, you want to pick up your lulav at night or something, but there's nothing to it. There's no halachic status to it. There's no halachic benefit to doing it. If a person wants to, let's say, I don't know. Okay, probably. During the day, right? Matzah during the day. There's no kiyum shofar, but there's no kiyum
matzah.
There is such a concept, but then there has its own set of rules. You have to accept it upon yourself. Anyway, it segues into there's an essay which I thought I marked off here, but Soloveitchik has gave a whole yard site drasha on Tanya's keyboard, just printed up in the. Collection of the outside trust, Shur Mazaika Abu Mari, okay? And in Oz Dalad, the paragraph Dalad there, he had his basic thought is that in essence, the fifth day, a kindness, whatever, all of our days start the night before, right? I mean, by everybody, look, it's Shabbat, everything's night before. He says the fast, you know, Asar B'Tavis, tonight is Asar B'Tavis. There's a heter to eat, right? But in terms of the chalos of the day, and Nafkamina, for example, about davening extra, whatever. He says, I'll read his language, and he has a couple of riots. He says, "Avama told me by Yafel or Sfar Sedaleel, she alayla be emes mahavech chelik miyom atanus. It's part of the tanus. Tonight's part of the tanus. Rach never heter miyuchad benogel achila. It's a rule. You're allowed to eat. Okay? And that's what the Gemara is talking about. It's not, you know, and it's not just Tosefet. The night is part of the fast. And it brings an interesting riot. He says among the other riots, the Gemara and Shabbos have come out of Alpha. We happen not to pass it this way. But the fact that if he's eating such a shita, the Gemara says on Shabbos chomped out of an hour, at the end of the Hanukkah sugya. It says, Yomim she'ein bohem korban musaf, days when there's no korban musaf, kigom she'ein b'chamishi, which has to do with not everybody says, but when there's a maimed, okay, we're going on now, okay, the days of the tainas and mamodos, arvis v'shachas v'minuchon espal shomayat, v'esrei, v'omer me'ein ha'me'ora v'shomayat. On days, you know, that you have some special occurrence, like a fast day or whatever, you have to put in some acknowledgement of fast in Shomei Tzvila. It's not back in this one I say. There's no mention of Birkas HaMazon. Now, what does this mean? So the Garashi explains, the Gemara says, that Atainus, we have a special thing added to this one I say. We call it Anenu. Mentioned before now. Well, we add Anenu for this one I say. According to this Gemara, which we don't pass like, it's Machokas Rishonim. The Balamor does pass in that way, and others. Okay, that you should already say Anenu tonight in Maariv, right? And tomorrow in Shachris, and tomorrow in Mincha. Now, our practice is we only do it in Mincha, okay? But we only do it in Shachris. Right. So therefore, what I'm saying, according to this Gemara, so you say Anenu in Maariv already. So the wrong one, what are you saying? You're not fasting. You're allowed to eat it tonight. It's not. The answer is it is Asar B'Tavis. It is the Yom Tov Tanis Tavis. It happens to be you're allowed to eat. Okay, there's a, but it doesn't matter. It's not matzkiya, the chalos. Right. So, come on, okay. So the truth is, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, top kuf samachay tiv gimel. Okay, yesh omrim sheina yachid omr anenu kim b'mimcha. Why? Sheina yachid zena bumus and into the shakram b'tfilah. So if you're not fasting, you never know, right? How can you say shakram anenu at night and during the day? It could be you'll have to eat because of some illness or something like that. You never know what's going to come up and feel sick. He's representing what he was, at least a few people are going to be fasting. Anyway, what comes out is, but if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's caught in test there, he says, Mishnah Berurah says this. The actual tainus begins the night before. It's mutter to eat, but the chalos of the tainus actually begins already the night before. Okay, that's what the Rav is saying. Okay, and therefore, the Mishaburi elaborates in the Sharaki and Ol Ches over there. He says, even though the other three fast days, you're allowed to eat, I don't have to stop on a still day. Why? Here's the riot. Because you go to sleep tonight, then you can no longer eat. If you go to sleep tonight, you wake up at 3:30 in the morning, you don't have a midnight snack or 3:30 in the morning snack, okay, you're not allowed to because you assume you went to sleep. You're already in the Kabbalah of tainus. So the Mishabur is saying, I think the Rebbe is saying, it's not that there's no chalos of eating of not even of not even drinking until tomorrow morning. If you go to sleep tonight, okay, now as we'll see, you can have in mind, you can say I'm not accepting you go to bed, that's what people recommend. Especially with this fast on the thought like a thing will probably that's the big deal. Yes, you get up early, have a cup of coffee, those who need it and so on. But let's say the summer fast and you have to get up at 4:30. I don't like to get up at 6 o'clock. I prefer to have the extra sleep otherwise. But some people do get up early, they need to eat something, they want them to perfectly legitimate. But that is, you have to have that in mind. So that's the Gemara. Yeah. Time is Yud Beis. What or not? But anyway, Yud Beis went out.
Isn't that going to sleep, make it automatically?
Well, you've accepted, okay, the water may be holding it. So time is, it's a Gemara, time is Yud Beis went out.
How about time?
Right, that's the point. It's got, why you, yeah, right. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Bonin. Yud Beis went out. Tana Bonin. Ad Mosai also the Shosna, Achi Alam Roshach, Diva Rebbe. Well, as Shimon Omer, of course I gave up when the rooster crows. Fine. He says, once you finish eating for the night, that's it. What if we got up for a minute? Anyway, that's the Gemara in Tanis Yudbeis. You can look in the Rashi, the Rambam Pas. Okay, per Aleph, look at Tanis Ochel Ches. The whole Tanis Ochel Babalaiva, any Tanis you can eat at night, like famous Tzibur, like a Tanis Tzibur like now, or personal Tanis, Harizah Ochel shows that actually Aleph of the Shafa. You can eat all night until dawn. Whoso Yashon, Yashon Eidel Chosroch, went to sleep, you can't. And that's what it says in Shulchan Arsim and Tafkub Stamal Zal Tiv Aleph, same ruling as the Rabbim, called Tain Shulchan Babalayel, Ben Nisibin Ben Yachid, Ben Nisibin Ben Yachid, Hariz Aokh, Vishosa Hashem Vashacha, Whoso Yashon, Al Yashon, Shein Askeva Eidel Chosroch, Vishosa, Elim Kane Hisna, Lech Ovel Olisos. Unless you had that in mind, okay, now here's your point, Yashon, Vishia Ain't Sharp tonight, some say drinking doesn't eat. The mistama daitos or other mustia achar hashem. Some people are always have in mind they're going to wake up and take a drink, and that's a discussion achronim. But okay, but the chiddush here, the Bishop of himself said before, the essence of the day is already a day, but it does require some sort of a kabbalah. Okay, anyway, so in any event, what do we see from all of this? We see from all of this there is, according to where Farachi developed a great length of the Bishop of that development said the same thing. That there's already a it's a subitaneous now. It is a subitaneous. And that explains why the Shalah, followed by the Elia Rabba, and we're going to Rabba, the Shabur, and others said, yeah, it's not a bad chumrah to already accept it, if you can, to accept upon yourself to treat tonight, the night of a subitaneous, already like the fast day itself, okay, and not eat and drink, and maybe, again, we're not talking about the other Inuyim tonight, but already, but maybe even the other Inuyim as well, okay? But there is another din. So that's, again, so we've seen a couple of things. We've seen that there is the Shalah, and followed by a number of other Achronim say that there's a reasonable inyan to be machmer, to treat tonight already like the fast day. And then there's a second thing that we saw that the actual chalos same tainus is applicable. And there's something else as well. There is a famous statement in the Mishnah, Chav Val Malalaf Tainus, that the Mishnah goes over number Bay. So this part's on number Bay is 40. Mishnichnas of the Matzah Besimcha. You know that, okay? Well, how do you manifest that? When Av comes, we minimize Simcha. So the Gemara in Tainus on that Mishnah, Chav Kasim, but also the Safer L'Chabetz, right? We don't take haircuts, we don't wash our clothes, it's only the 9 days, right? Erosh Chodesh, Rada Tainus. So Erosh Chodesh, Av, until the fast day. Zivar Meir, we would over call a Chodesh, Kula Osa, Jumalima, Eno Osa, El Osa, Shabbos, Rada, just that week. Anyway, that's what we call, from what we call the 9 days. Rashi explains, he says it's just up to the Tisha B'Av, and who the says even after the whole month is also okay. Anyway, but that's one thing. Not bathing and not taking haircuts. That's the Gemara in Tainus Chof Tesson Beis. There's another Gemara, Yevamos, Men Gimel Aleph, 43. Tan Shabbos Shachal Tishah B'Zocha, also L'Chave, Tzapa L'Chave, that we had. U'Chamishi Mutnim Be'Kodah Shabbos, except on Thursday, because get ready for Shabbos. Because that's when he's ready for Shabbos. V'Tanya, Kodah was one of that. Ha'om Nematim B'Iskeyev B'Lisom Litech. People minimize business dealings if you can. Okay? We live in those who entire. You don't build, you know, don't do interior decorating of, during the 9 days, right? Don't paint and all these other things in the house unless it's an absolute need. The lintoa, planting your garden. And so it doesn't mean you can't have a lawn mode. Okay, the truth is I always tell our gardener not to come for 9 days, but unless you can't get by or something. But, you know, don't have a ma'ar sin, you can, a girl can get engaged. Have a low council, no wedding. They ain't no sin to the same sin, and no sudas. Okay? And that's what the Rambam passes. Parakei ha-sutanis ha-lachavot. V'shirichonis ha-av, v'mati v'simcha. V'shabbat shirich passes. Shabbat shachal tishu v'lo shisofa, also l'tapu l'chabez. The little boys clean the guhats to wear clean press clothing, and so on until after the fast. I feel the sabr la niachachat. Don't even wash it for later. Ukvar nagu yisrael shelo lechol baser b'shabbos. We don't eat flesh right that week. The 9 days don't eat meat except for steam. Maybe that's questionable. Right. Below your consul omerchat. Don't bathe and so on and so forth. V'yesh mekamos shenagu levatos shchita. They didn't do any shchita. Just to make sure no one had meat. They didn't do any shchita that week. That goes. My name is on that Rambam. Yeah, that's something else. There's also a tachon in the 9 days, right? The dogs, the bark, the tachon. Anyway, so he mentions more dinim, the cut of Rokech, says, I'll go to my second or last line. The near the also is talking to God, you'll get new clothes and new shoes and all these different things during the week of Tishba or the 9 days. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shav Kuf Nun Aleph, or Chaim Sif Aleph, Yishenichus Av Matah Besimcha, fine. By Yisrael, these lay dina by the kusi stamim in the Ramazle. As he said, it's their time; we shouldn't go to court. And the Ramad discussed what he do with the nurse. They can dress up fine. Even what about the Shabbos Chazon? Again, we have all these restrictions that were familiar for the 9 days. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah to cotton aleph, the sukkot and aleph, right? To math in the simcha, it doesn't just mean you minimize simcha; it means you don't have simcha at all, right? He says, "I'm not going to the rest of the ain't snechem bo klal." It's not just be happy; just a little less happy. Don't have simchas at all.
Doesn't say
right.
But it means when I have
yeah, that. Okay. But that's how the Mishabura takes it. Now, in the next sif, sif bay is 48. Mirosh Chodesh, Rana Tainis, Matin, Rasa Matin, Abishu Simcha, you don't base chasmas, no, you don't set up the chuppah, who bring the Shulchir, beautiful decorative work, adding on the, you know, I guess painting, new furniture, whatever, the Tir Shul Simcha, okay, if you're on Avon HaKishon, planting something beautiful, you don't do any of this stuff unless, and if your wall's falling down the house, you know, the roof caved in, you had a leak in your pipes, then of course you can fix it. Fine. Okay. Anyway, and there ain't no sin. No, sure, ain't no sin. So it's Avison. Okay. Except you should get engaged because you don't lose the girl. So it means Damachet. Fine. Now, the Bir Halacha, they're right. Look at this. So the Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis and the Bir Halacha, there's Chorish Adatinus. Look at this. The Efshar. Yesh lahakmir biyud zayin b'tamuz basar b'teves kemo merosh chodesh alatinus. Look at that bir halacha. You should be machmir on shivosa b'tamuz gufa efser and on asar b'teves like the 9 days. What shouldn't you do? You should treat. And those even if you're not sounds like even if you're not going to accept the chumrah to start fasting the night before and so on and so forth. Right, that was what the shloss said. We don't accept that. But now we mentioned something else. But at least it shouldn't be in such a cheerful, you know, it shouldn't be a day that's a regular day. It's something. So whatever you wouldn't do in the 9 days, don't do on Shavuos of the Talmud, don't do on Asar B'Teves. I'm guessing I left out some Gedalia because it's such a Shavuos. It doesn't say. But according to what we said before, the Chumrah, the reason the Chumrah says thoughts the night before also. Yeah, well, now he's close from the Prima Garden, looking 50. Prima Garden has it. It's in the top group of the Nalat Osiyod. The Yod Zayin, the Talmud, Asar B'Teves, Yesh Lahachmir, the Efsher. Now he has the Efsher. Where is it modified? The Shabur called it Efsher, the Yesh Lahachmir. It's very, very different. And the Pugadam has it, the original Yesh Lahachmir, Efsher. It should be Machmir if possible. Not that it's possible, it should be, but it's very different. If you can do it.
First one, you mean it could be.
Right. Yeah, okay, fine. Right. Could be there's such a dip. That there's such a dip. Right. Here he's saying, if you can, that's it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so Prima Gadim says to look in the Elia, he says, Sarachian, he has to look in the Elia Rapha. I did, 51. It's Os Aleph and after it. The Efsher, the Mashal Shah, the Hu Adin Yizayin, the Talmud Yud, the Tevez, the Son. Well, that'll be an interesting application for now, for today, I thought, the Tevez. Perhaps he's put tonight, I don't know. But whatever he wouldn't do in the 9 days, that includes eating flesh. The kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Mekuf Chof Bey, Sif Aleph, Kevin Shabbos of the Talmud, his field, Tzoros HaChubim, Lachain Og, and Ksas HaVilim, Yom Zarach, Tishma, the 3 weeks, fine. The Royal Chayrishman Lassos Tikkun Chatzos at this time of year, fine. Ain't no sin Hashem, but you can make a shidduch because you're able to go, so fine. But now look what he says, as you find the end. Last line and a half of the Kitzel Shacharach, again, is a simon kuf chav beis tibalot. V'chein asor b'teves, v'yesh nogin shalo lecho, v'asav lo shosa. And listen, I'm Yisrael, but Thomas Arach HaTishva. Some people don't eat meat and drink wine a whole 3 weeks, not just the 9 days. But as he's saying, he lumps the third Bateves in there, okay, with the restrictions of the 9 days and of the 3 weeks. Well, as far as the weddings is concerned, there's an interesting discussion, all right? I mean, the Mogen Avraham says the weddings, you shouldn't make a wedding, even below Suda. In Tavkuf Nav Sukkot and Tet, 53, he says, it ain't no sin feel below Suda. That's what Mr. Brewer brings as well. Even if you're not going to have a Suda, okay? So, again, that would mean, perhaps, that, let's say, it's not really relevant, at least because Ashkenaz on a Saturday night, or the Shabbat, but let's say it's on the Tavis, because I said, oh, we had to go to Friday. Can you make a wedding on Thursday night? No, that's a practical question. Okay, can a person make, or Shabbat to the Thomas, can you make a wedding the night before? Again, what if the Ashkenaz and most of us don't have weddings anyway Saturday night? But can you make a chasen on Saturday night? So that, according to this, it's a chumra, perhaps you shouldn't. There's also another din.
That
Bar Nefesh
should start the night before
the Roy. Yeah, maybe. I think so. It looks that way. Okay. Now, it's interesting. So, is there such a thing that you can't have a wedding in the night of the Sar B'Tavis? So, there's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem on the base. The Kash of the Gemara is Omar Rama Rabba 55. Ki Havina Be Rabhuna Yibayla Ma'al Oma Zman Rosh Hashem Kippur. So, you say Shechayan on Rosh Hashem Kippur. Okay, then the Gemara goes on. I skip a few lines. Gemara says, Yom Kippur, how are you going to do it? Usually you make Shechiyano as part of Kiddush, right? At the end of the wine. So right. So what are you doing Yom Kippur? There's no Kiddush. So we know our practice is the end of Kol Nidre. You know, the rabbi makes an announcement, we'll say Shechiyano together. Fine, but that's what we do. But the Gemara was wondering about that. The Gemara proposed, well, you can make, you can make a cup of wine and Yom Kippur too, but give it to a kid to drink. Okay, you make him come home after shul. Go home, okay. But you find a kid who's too young to know about the kippah, but old enough to understand about the bracha or whatever, and you give him the that's the Gemara's proposal. Leisa Linuka. Okay, Leisa Linuka. Give it to a child. He said, no, we don't do that. Dilma concludes the Gemara, Asila Mitzvah. It's going to confuse the kid. He's going to grow up, and he'll become Bar Mitzvah, and he's going to remember for all the years he drank wine and kippah. He thinks, oh, what's supposed to be booked? He drinks wine and kippah. So therefore, we don't do it. The Tosus says, Erevin Memo, huh? Yeah, right. No. I grew up with drank wine on them kippur. Right? So mix the people up, right? You don't claim the kid the wrong way. Good. So Tos is there in Erev, Mem of the Bay, 57. Tos is a Dilma Otsil in Mitzvah. Omer ben Shmuel, but that's only true. That's something that comes up every year. The kippur comes every year. So then it's not going to mix the person up. Although an era bris mila of the Teshuvah, Tishuvah of Yom Kippur, what if there's a bris on Tishuvah or bris on Yom Kippur? That doesn't happen every year. It happens once in a long while. We had one season ago here in the shul, bris on kippur. Okay, then we have tomorrow, bris on Sabbath. Yeah. Anyway, so the lo haver la cry ba'ama, lo chayshin and dilma asa mitzvah. U'maisa hoya, the chuppah of Asar B'Tavis, Tosos Kosa, Maisa Shaya, was once a wedding on Asar B'Tavis, Nasa Kosa Tina, they gave the wine to the kids. The sounds of this Gemara, that they Taka had a wedding on Asar B'Tavis. So that far we didn't go, even though we don't make a wedding during the 9 days, but that far we didn't go. There's a tshuva from right.
It
should be exactly the same as the 9 days. But the question is, what exactly was the case? It doesn't say. The tshuva, it's not in the Baran school, Shal tshuva is pre-hasoda. I think the Hungarish Rav died through the name. So in with his tshuva, Simon Samach, this chelik kimmel, Simon Samach Dalek, he had a case. Somebody sent him a shaila. They made a schedule the chuppah, and they didn't realize that the next day, the Sarvateves, right, when they made the invitation, whatever, it wasn't like today, I guess. You know, but you can check on the calendar. They mean, they're going to be, this is the date. They realize now it turns out that it's not something. David, Eichi, it's not good. What should we do? Can we make it? Can we not make it? What about the night after the first day? It's going to start on the day. He has a tshuva about it. In any event, he suggests, you should not do it the night of the time. He suggests you should not. I did do the pre-hasoda. Child 2 is pre-hasoda. Night before, right? Tonight, right. Elezer Chaim Deitch, okay? So this is Chelik Gimel Sun Sanov Beis, and this is Chelik Gimel Sun Sanov Beis, and it's true. He says not to. I that Gemara and that Tosus over there. So we don't know for certain. That may have been a second marriage or something. It wasn't to be Simcha. It was an Alman Mamana, whatever he suggests. However, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it, not about a Sar B'Tavis, but he has about the night of Shavuos and Matanos. Chelak Aleph of Arachayim Siman Kuf Samaches 58. Rav Moshe Feinstein was here in Roshayim Lasos Nisun for orally with Zayin B'Tamuz. Not tonight. So whatever the night before Shavuos B'Tamuz. Okay. He was asked that Shavuos B'Tamuz was attacked on a Sunday. Want to make a wedding on Monday Shabbat? So he says Heshavti Shalat Sorech Yesh LaHatir. He's Matir, and he says it's totally this Machlokas we shown him. I mentioned before the Balamor and others that I made him. Does it fast start the night before? Does it not fast start the night before? And so on. So Moshe talked about that a little bit. And he brings a raya from another Gemara that doesn't start the night before, even though some say it does. Anyway, he's Mekel. He says you're allowed to make the wedding the night before. Although he says, but if Shavuos B'Tamuz landed on a Shabbat, was pushed off to Sunday, that's how you can't do it. Because it's already was so now you can't do it. And that's what Moshe writes. I mean, I was told that our Salvation completely disagreed with that son. Because he says, no, he says, based on what he said, the night before is already the time. And you can't make a wedding the night before. And that would probably spill over to the table. So, Reza Waldenberg, Pitel Yezer, his children are shifting. I'm Chelek Zion, Timon Memtes, Kuntis Eren Yaakov, Parakir Aleph, Section Beza, Zion and Ches over there. He quotes the Moshe Feinstein and he says that, I don't know if he quotes it here. But anyway, he disagrees. He says you can't. Okay, you shouldn't make it, not the night before Shavuos B'Tamuz, and not fish, and not on Shavuot Tavis night either. Okay, he was talking this and was about shaving tonight. We look in Ches, in 59, and he said that's a steer against a toast in Ereven, but he says, no, maybe that's a separate situation, it was a Tzorech Gadol or something like that. Okay? Yeah, it is. But because, and you put it two chumis together. You put it two chumis together. Okay? At the end, he says, if there's some need and so on, but it's questionable. Okay, at least it's a question.
The question is, what's the Torah? The Torah could be that the person must be cast for 3 years.
Peru, yeah, we have to figure out what the Torah is. Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, there's another two of the Sitalias in 50, Chelek Yud, to the Chavol, and he says, again, to Moshe, he says, and even if you want to argue on Asar B'Tavis, like you can, 1 second, she also be Thomas night, so it's 3 weeks. So it's not just, forget about it, it's not, but the 3 weeks also don't start till the morning. Lachar, that shouldn't be totally in the fasting. So therefore, he says, he disagrees. Okay? But in any event, this is, you know, the type of shalom that comes up. And therefore, if someone would ask me, the chatchila, I would say that maybe better to avoid the chatchila. On the other hand, if there's no choice, if the relative's coming in, if it's this, and that, you know, the other issues, especially Shavuos B'Tamuz, when the person says, you have to wait another 3 weeks. Maybe it's just to finish up one or two other quick things. The Prima Godin in Siman Topkuf Nanala from Shukot and Mem Beis. If you want, he's talking about what it was. That was about wedding. He's talking about Shechiano. We try to avoid making Shechiano during the 9 days also. She says, Umashma b'tzom gedalio yud b'tavis v'nisha eno mitane. Should also, you know, can you say Shechiano or not? He said, should, let's say a person has a new fruit, whatever new fruit means, but he has a new fruit. On us, he's eating, he's allowed to eat. On the other hand, you know, the truth of the matter is one could argue that even if you're allowed to eat, and this is an important point, let's say you don't have to sit, you know, if a person, let's say tomorrow, forget about all these humors, let's say tomorrow a person is medically required to eat. Okay, there's no question, he has to eat, no doubt about it. But if he's going to sit down and have an 8-course dinner with steak and potatoes, he should eat whatever he needs to eat, but you shouldn't make it into a party. You know, make, that's for sure. So just because you're allowed to eat doesn't mean that the kindness goes away. Okay, so, yeah. Yeah, okay. And that's the conclusion. You're right. Right. So that's the problem altogether with the food. But he says at the end, it looks like you do say Shechero. Last thing I want to mention, two last things very quickly. The Shulchan Aruch says, just the, you know, what I just told you. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Topkuf Nun Sifalik, everybody has to fast these days. And because they're mihu, ubros unanikos shemitstaros harbe. Okay, a pregnant woman, nursing woman who's really uncomfortable, then English office, huh?
Yes, they read that.
Yeah.
That's these two categories of women who, it's a great thing for them.
So that's why No, he's right. They're in Tinek, any woman who is nursing and pregnant, ask the dinner rabbi. If you want to eat something, ask me. Okay, because anyway, you're right. Okay, I was tipping my hand. But the assumption most of them are make with the woman's because I thought they should try to say, okay, it doesn't matter. I don't know what that matters. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah just says, hey, if you have chalushos near the Eilam Lachman, if you feel weak, you shouldn't be machmer. When we call makom, here's the line, af hatzorach lechol, lo yis anegatmo basur yayin, don't make a party on beis and wine, rak kufi mashatzorach, whatever you need, whatever. The doctor tells you, you didn't want to, right, but you should, you're nice with pickles, whatever, right? So but anyway, and even kids, you shouldn't, they're old enough for chech, they should eat, but they shouldn't go overboard. But anyway, there's a safer called, what? That's only a separate issue. Now, the last thing I mentioned with this with Don Mom is the safer Seder Hayom. Modana, he's the one who brings in Modana again. Safer Seder Hayom, Inyan Yudzayim, the Talmud's been on Psalm 64. The Anshe Maise, Nogin Shalol Lecho Basar Velo Lishos Gayim, Belil Hayim. Some people, Anshe Maise, have a minute tonight. Don't eat flesh, and you don't want to accept that big chumra. Except on those, you have to. And I would say also accept for, again, they're not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is always on Sunday. But he says that people should be machmir, even if you're not going to accept it as a fast, but to eat meat and drink wine. He said some people, it's not a big chumra. But no, I'm saying, but he's saying, halacha l'maaseh, before he said the little time, k'dei litzanos u'saneach al hatzoros v'roi la'asos. That's what you should do. Even though you're asking, unless you're too weak or you feel it'll ruin your fast tomorrow, it's a different story. Okay? But, and then it says, don't be such a fromach. If you die through, don't take on chumas tonight, which is going to impact your ability to fast tomorrow. I mean, that remains the real fast. But that became chumas, it seems to me, again, it's not a bad chumas to say that a person, however, if a person, we have a dinner with Malava Malka, okay, I'm on to Shabbos. So that, again, that should override this chumrah. Even to have a little bit of fancy malabach, I would think. Okay, some people have a chumrah always to have the flesh. I try to do it myself, always have flesh in malabach. So, then I would have to, I can't eat this, I'm stuck with the flesh. But not complaining. But the mice, if it's okay. If there's some other pressing needs, so on. But other than that, we see that halacha l'maaseh, the night before, time is taka. You know, it's not just free play. In other words,
have a day rest.
Well, not fasting altogether, a different problem. That's different. And what's all brisk is the Chaim's family had suffered an illness. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, in answer to the original question of the night before a fast day, maybe we should be a little bit concerned, as they say, I'm right. To remember that this was a tragic day, and there's a heter to eat, but perhaps the other chumras the person should bear in mind. Okay, I want you to have a meaningful fair, and the song cow, and that's right. Okay.